91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 6 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Yanetta. Quinte West OPP ran 10 ride programs yesterday through the area and didn't catch any drunk drivers. Police checked 763 vehicles and handed out 11 provincial offenses and charged 5 local people with suspended licenses. Hastings OPP are investigating after they got a call from a driver in Marmara yesterday. Police say the caller saw the passenger in another vehicle grab the steering wheel and turn it into traffic in an attempt to hit other cars. The caller followed the vehicle to a nearby apartment and called police. Police say the male passenger was then heard threatening the female driver on their way into the building. 25-year-old Jonathan Loheed of Marmara is charged with endangering and threatening a life and dangerous driving. Loheed will be in Belleville Court this afternoon for a show cause hearing. Defense testimony continues today in the trial of a Montreal family accused of murdering 4 family members. Mohamed Shafia, his wife, and son are accused of killing 3 Shafia sisters and Shafia's first wife in a polygamous marriage over family honor. The bodies were found in a car submerged in the canal in Kingston in June of 2009. A prosecutor suggested yesterday at the Kingston trial that a surviving child of the accused couple may not be telling the truth on the stand. TD Bank is dramatically downgrading its expectations for the Canadian and global economies. Jerry Smith has the story.
The bank's new forecast limits Canadian growth to 1.7% next year as global activity slows to 2.5%. Both estimates represent a more modest outlook than predicted by the Bank of Canada, as well as the economist consensus used by Ottawa in its fall economic update. Next year's growth expectation 2 decimal points lower than TD's previous call, with the bank saying Canada's weakness mostly stems from external factors, and it's expected the global slowdown will put a damper on Canadian exports and business and consumer confidence. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
There were plenty of local celebrities at Monday night's Bay of Quinte Safe Communities fundraiser with Safety Timmy. Safety Timmy is a robotic 5-year-old who spends a lot of time with kids, telling them about safety. Also, there is Police Chief Corey McMullen and MPP Todd Smith. Lynn Nell is the program coordinator for Bay of Quinte Safe Communities. Nell says Monday night's message about safe winter driving.
So we're trying to promote, you know, with the ice scrapers, giving those out, trying to promote that, you know, please use it to clear your windshield and have a good look.
The ice scrapers will be distributed through a local ride programs during the winter season. Yesterday in Trenton, a man called the OPP with complaints of his ex-girlfriend threatening his life over the phone. The 25-year-old woman was arrested for charges of death threats and will be in Belleville Court today. Egyptians in 9 provinces have begun voting in the first parliamentary elections since a popular uprising ended President Mubarak's hold on the country in February. U.S. Ambassador Ann Peterson is observing the polling in Cairo.
The United States of America will work with whomever the Egyptian people elect. Democracy is a process. It's not just one election. It's election after election, and the parties that are elected will have to deliver services to the people.
Islamist parties dominated the first round of voting, with the Muslim Brotherhood taking 47% of the contested seats and the ultra-conservative Al-Nur party taking 21%. With time running out, a final push is underway to find any remaining Nazi war criminals in Germany. Tom Rivers has the story.
There may be few, and they may be very old, but an 11th-hour drive has been launched in Berlin by the Simon Wiesenthal Center to find and prosecute Nazi war criminals. It's called Operation Last Chance 2, and rewards are being offered for tips.
The effort comes after German prosecutors convicted Nazi fugitive John Demjanjuk in October, which reopened other long-dormant investigations. Israeli police suspect Jewish extremists are behind the torching of a mosque in central Jerusalem. They believe extremists also torched vehicles and spray-painted hate graffiti in the West Bank towns of Nablus and Qalqilya. Amy Talbil says Prime Minister Netanyahu is facing pressure to root out and punish what appears to be an organized Jewish vigilante movement.
After the attack on the base, Netanyahu did vow to act with a firm hand against the attackers. The defense minister decried homegrown terror.
The mosque burning comes just a day after Jewish radicals broke into an Israeli military base in the West Bank, damaging vehicles and setting fires. Facebook's suicide prevention tool can help friends help friends. Alex Stone has the story.
From ABC News CyberShake, I'm Alex Stone, getting help via Facebook.
Submit a report to Facebook, and Facebook will immediately email them.
After this. Imagine logging on to Facebook and seeing a message that your friend is in danger of committing suicide. It happens, and now Facebook says it has a tool to get users help.
People can report a friend who may be in need if someone demonstrates that, you know, they're sort of crying out for help from their Facebook profile.
Nikki Jackson Colaco is a family safety manager at Facebook. She says now users can report worrisome posts by friends, then an email is automatically generated to the friend who might be in trouble.
With both a link to a private Facebook chat with a member of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline or with the phone number for that lifeline so that they can get help.
There have been recent cases of Facebook users posting suicide notes online before killing themselves. Facebook is hoping this tool might save lives. With CyberShake, I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Time has selected its most influential person of the past year. Managing editor Rick Stengel says the magazine's Person of the Year is actually more than one person.
Our Person of the Year for 2011 is the protester. The men and women around the world, but particularly in the Middle East, who toppled governments, who brought a sense of democracy and dignity to people who hadn't had it before.
The selection was announced on NBC's The Today Show. That's 91X News to 1205. Sean Macy has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a delicious McDouble, two 100% Canadian beef patties, and a slice of cheesy goodness. Only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Sean Macy with 91X Sports. Team Canada made its final cuts for the World Junior Team this morning. There were 13 cuts in total, including Hurricanes prospect Ryan Murphy and the OHL's top goal scorer Tyler Toffoli. The team has three returning players, Quinton Howden, Brett Conley, and Jaden Schwartz. The tournament opens in Edmonton on Boxing Day. Adam Bignall is in his second season with the Belleville Bulls, and the sophomore defenseman is making the most of his opportunities. Jaden Snodden reports.
From the time he was 3 years old, Adam Bignall has been playing hockey and listening to stories from his dad about when he played with the Belleville Bulls.
I have some family history with the Bulls. My dad was a captain back in 89, and my uncle played here as well, so there's rich bloodlines in Belleville, and it's been an honor.
Adam's father, Greg Bignall, is a former captain of the team. Greg played four seasons on the blue line with the Bulls between 1986 and 1989, recording 101 points. He was drafted by the Detroit Red Wings in 89, and Greg said he has really enjoyed watching his son play for his former OHL team.
You know, it's kind of surreal to see him playing there and to, you know, relive some of the stuff that, you know, myself went through.
The 17-year-old Bignall is now carrying on the family tradition as a sophomore defenseman on the Belleville Bulls. Bignall was selected by the team in the fifth round, 83rd overall, in the 2010 OHL draft.
My dad called me and said I was drafted by Belleville, and he went straight to the stories, and my uncle called me as well, so again, it was a great honor.
Belleville assistant coach Jason Saprika says Bignall is an important player for the team because of the little things he does, like blocking shots and getting in the way of bigger guys on the other team. Heading into his draft year for the NHL, Bignall is hoping to get picked by an NHL team and make the most of the experience. Jaden Snodden, 91X Sports.
Sticking with the Bulls, the hometown boys play their first game since Saturday tonight as they host the rival Frontenacs. Belleville will be looking to get back on track and end their three-game losing streak. The Bulls' last win came December 3rd against the Windsor Spitfires. The Nuggets locked up their franchise center today. Earlier, Denver re-signed Nene to a 5-year deal worth up to $67 million. The Brazilian began his career with Denver in 2002. Last season, he averaged 14.5 points per game and over 7 rebounds per game. That wasn't the only move the team made today. The Nuggets also acquired Rudy Fernandez and Corey Brewer from Dallas for a second-round pick. The Toronto Argonauts are set to unveil their newest acquisition at a press conference today. Quarterback Ricky Ray will be introduced in Toronto after being acquired from the Eskimos on Monday. Ray spent his first 9 seasons in Edmonton, winning 2 Grey Cups with the club. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91x weather.
Today, cloudy with a high of 6. Tonight, rain with a low of 4. Thursday, more rain with a high of 10. At 12:09, it's 6 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Sean Macy. News is next at 1.
91X News.